While the official last day of summer doesn't come for nearly three more weeks, Labor Day weekend is when the beaches officially close. For WNYC's Stephen Nesson, it's an opportunity to revisit the Rockaways, an area that was still recovering from Sandy when the summer began. He has this report on how the peninsula fared this beach season.
In early June, when I stood at the 86th Street Beach, the concession stand was still under construction. The boardwalk, which spanned much of Rockaway Beach's 6.2 miles, had been removed. Work trucks and trash still littered the beach. It had many residents wondering, who's going to come for this? 3 months later...
It's actually nice at the beach, believe it or not.
39-year-old Howard Beach resident Dawn Ruggio.
It's cleaner, and it just feels newer. Like, it's nice. It's not what I expected. It's better.
She's been coming here every week with her four-year-old son.
No. All right, he's got to go potty.
The city raced to get the beaches ready for summer. Fixing bathrooms, updating the concession stands, painting them pale blue and yellow. Now you can sit on wooden bleachers and watch the waves roll in. The Army Corps of Engineers is retrieving 1.5 million cubic yards of sand from the ocean floor. And every day, the Parks Department puts out a whiteboard noting which stretches of beach are closed for construction. On a recent afternoon, the beach from 86th to 117th Street was closed. I ran into 20-year Rockaway resident Ken Mahoney, slathered in sunblock and bronzing in the sun.
Well, there's a lot of confusion, I think, going on this entire summer.
62-year-old Mahoney is basking on a recently replenished stretch of beach. You can see how effective the replenishment's been. The beach is much wider than before. Mahoney nearly has the whole place to himself.
The beaches are open, then they're closed, and those decisions change, it seems, not only day by day, but hour by hour. This beach was just opened about a half hour ago. There are no lifeguards on the chairs yet.
Leaning against a new metal railing at the 86th Street concession stand with a fedora pulled low, a local bass player is plucking along with a Lester Young tune.
Yeah, I live here. And this is my office. Right here. You're in my office now.
It's fair to say the worst nightmare of Rockaway residents was not realized this summer. The crowds came and spent money, but there were far fewer people than in past years. Last year, the Parks Department estimates there were more than 7 million visitors to Rockaway beaches. This year, going into Labor Day weekend, it puts the number at about 3 million. I head up the beach to see the crews at work. But orange construction netting blocks the way. Behind it, a giant bulldozer is pushing sand around, and there's a large rusty pipe waiting to pump sand from the ocean onto land. One glaring thing that's been missing this summer is the boardwalk. Concrete pilings are still waiting for the wooden planks that will link miles of beach. When you turn around to see the street side, you see how far the area still has to go. I meet 47-year-old Rob Ziegner, who points out a construction crew ripping the roof off a house on Shorefront Parkway.
The morning after the storm, there was a lamppost sticking through the wall of this house. The boardwalk was inside their living room.
Ziegner's lived here for 5 years and says the beach is mostly in great shape, but basic amenities in the Rockaways have a long way to go.
Some of the more mundane businesses like grocery stores, supermarkets, and whatnot haven't opened up yet.
Ride the wave, the water's rising.
About a quarter mile away down Rockaway Beach Boulevard, which bisects the neighborhood, several storefronts are back up and running. One of the area's biggest attractions is Rockaway Taco.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
It's been open since Memorial Day, and it's hopping. One of the managers, Robert Wagner, says the shop has been busier this year than ever.
The summer is great. It's been fantastic. Hey, Bobby, how are you? I mean, it's just as if nothing changed. I mean, yeah, there was no boardwalk, but... that doesn't stop people from coming to the beach. It's amazing. I mean, it really is amazing. Our lines are actually a little bit longer this year, which was really cool to see, you know? It's surprising.
I leave the densely packed Rockaway Beach neighborhood and head to Bell Harbor, where the houses are bigger and it feels more suburban. The biggest difference on this beach is a massive, nearly 5 feet high concrete wall. A few kids clamber on and off black sandbags in front of it. Lifelong Bell Harbor resident Kim Green says... the wall is reassuring.
I don't think it would stop a storm like Sandy, but it'll certainly keep just the regular hurricane season away, I think, and definitely a good effort for something temporary.
The 48-year-old's home was destroyed almost a year ago. Now she's renting a place even closer to the ocean.
Fingers crossed for what's coming and hope for the best and just know there's no fighting Mother Nature.
I circle back to the commercial strip at 116th Street, the last stop on the A train. One of the first businesses to reopen after Sandy was M&L Hair and Nail Salon.
How was your hair?
My hair is fine, thank you.
Good.
Over the months, owner Michael Badalov has been a barometer for how the local, non-beach economy has been faring.
How you doing? What is new?
I'm coming to check in with you.
No good. Nobody come back yet. I don't want to make no money. I want to make living. Capish?
Badalov received a new front window, courtesy of the Small Business Administration. He says a new storefront sign is coming, too. Maybe it'll help, he says. In the meantime, he's doing anything he can to draw in customers.
We dropped the prices. I used to charge Hackett $18. Now I charge $10. Man, Hackett $10. Nobody gonna come spend $18 for the Hackett.
Badlove's 14-year-old son is slumped in the manicure chair, just watching TV. Not a customer in sight. He hopes things will pick up as the regular rhythm of life at Rockaway Beach returns, with school starting and the Jewish holidays approaching. But there's also an undercurrent of fear as hurricane season draws near. It was almost a year ago that Sandy hit, and a debate about the best way to protect the beaches, dunes, or other measures is ongoing. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.